brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're into the third hour in 20 minutes. Bob Chapman's joining us. We're doing part one of this interview live right now with our guest, the producer and the director of the film A Noble Lie, available at InfoWars.com. We were just talking about Hoppe Heidelberg with his Citizens Rulebook. He actually had one of these, same ones we sell, the Patriot one about jury nullification, all of it, the rights of a grand juror, and they got pretty upset about that. I think I talked to him years ago. From memory, I think he tried to hand these out, too, and that really made him upset. And they just wanted the cover-up to go ahead, but he's in the film. Continue, gentlemen. This is a five-minute segment. We got a 12-minute segment coming up before you leave us, but continue breaking down A Noble Lie and the Hoppe Heidelberg point.
Well, you were talking about intimidation, and yes, Hoppe was intimidated by the FBI, they attempted to intimidate him. He wasn't going to have any of that. But we also interview Don Browning. He's a retired Oklahoma City police officer that worked at the canine unit and was there for search and rescue. He said that an FBI agent said that people that like him that ask questions often end up dead. And he said that it was the way it was presented to him. He thought it was a threat, you know. And
I mean, they had their hitmen everywhere. Go ahead. Yeah.
And a lot of the people that we interview in the movie, they've stated that this is going to be the last interview they do. So, I mean, this is really the last chance that we, you know, to really encapsulate this story into one cohesive package. We've got folks like Jane Graham, where she said, you know, this is it. She's not going to do another one.
Exactly. One other thing that people they'll appreciate this film even more is that the gentleman that actually shot, he was our director of photography, shot the interviews, had done the same thing on several anniversaries the last 4 or 5 years for Discovery Channel, for History Channel, for National Geographic. He knew firsthand what they, as they say, left on the cutting room floor. And when we approached him, he says, I'm going to do it right for you guys. He says, nothing is going to go on the cutting room floor if I can help it. And by gosh, if our editor kept at least 95% of the interviews on there. So people are going to see what Discovery, what National Geographic, and what History Channel refused to put on the networks, we are going to show it.
Yeah, that was our director of photography, Devin Winter, and he said that those interview subjects said the same thing to them that they said to us. But this is the first time that it's all going to come out, because anything that contradicted the official story, with these mainstream media outlets, obviously got cut.
Yeah, I've talked to Jane Graham. In fact, since a lot of people are riding off in the sunset, you gave me, well, I already have a lot of their numbers, but we do need to get you guys back on. I forgot that point next week and start having some of them on here and playing some clips just so the public realizes what we're talking about here. I mean, actually hear it from them. They've told all this to the mainstream media, and it never ends up getting out there because this isn't mainstream media. This is lying snake media that has brought our country to this point.
I see some of the hosts that, you know, we look back on the archive footage, and we know who the hosts are. They, of course, they've aged quite a bit since then. I see them at basketball games. I'll see them at a Walmart or a 7-Eleven. They know who I am. They know who James is. We know who they are, and they just avoid us like the plague. They do not even want to talk about this.
I mean,
they were told to shut up.
Yeah, in the early hours of the bombing, you know, all of the local news stations were telling the truth. And then after, federal boots hit the ground, the story started to change. The only station that really maintained any integrity for a few months was the local station Channel 4. But then the New York Times came in and bought them up and fired everybody that was contradicting the official story and basically silenced any dissent.
Because this was about the reelection of Bill Clinton and the rollout of the military and police against the citizens, and now here we are 15, 16 years later, and they've overthrown Posse Comitatus. They're saying, we'll arrest you and throw away the key. Total tyranny. Drones are now being used. TSA checkpoints on highways. Government grabbing small children's genitals. I mean, who could ever believe it? But they did it all on the back of staged terror.
Yeah, I mean, look at the anti-terrorism legislation that was stalled before the Oklahoma City bombing. It sailed through without any dissent after that. And, you know, same thing with the Patriot Act. You know, any expansion of police state power seemed to follow one of these false flag events.
Wow. Well, before the year 2011 ends, we're going to have you guys back up repeatedly and have Jane Graham and others back on and some of the others you interviewed right there in studio with you, so people can really have this on record. And, folks, we haven't even scratched the surface. When we come back, I want you guys to roll through the evidence of the film and as best you can research who was behind the attacks specifically in the federal government. Stay with us. It's A Noble Lie.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is the only film in the last decade that's been professionally produced looking at Oklahoma City. I've got 35 minutes or so. My three-hour Road to Tyranny covers it well, but not with all the eyewitnesses and all the clear footage and the deep research they've done living in Oklahoma for many years. In fact, Chris, I'm just going from memory, but haven't you been around for like 10 years investigating this that I've heard of you out there being involved?
Yes, Alex. Thank you. I started in 2000, actually moved here in 2003. There was no way that I could commute back and forth from Fort Worth, and then living in New Mexico for a year logistically was impossible. So I decided to move here, and it was amazing. I was humbled by having the ability to talk to over 325 victims, family members, survivors, law enforcement, everybody that you found out one at a time that they knew there was something horribly wrong with the story. And some of them asked me to keep their names confidential. Others said, that's fine. You can put my name on there. They signed release forms. So
well, write down some of the people that gave you intel that didn't want to be on the record. And then some of the other big bombshells that are on record. I mean, here you got the inventor of the neutron bomb saying it's impossible. The former head of Air Force Weapons Development, the head grand juror saying he was threatened. You know, the mother of the cop they killed who saw what the ATF did. The woman, the head of HUD, seeing the feds planting bombs and thinking they were telephone men. I mean, this is hardcore, and this is a testament. You think you're safe, folks, with people like this running the country? It's a gambit in chess. And militaries do this, where you send in 100 troops, 1,000, to bring out the enemy. You know it's going to wipe out the troops, but they're a sacrifice And the argument is the end justifies the means. You don't lose 10,000 troops because you're willing to lose 100. That's what they do when governments conduct false flags, and it's very sick. Please continue. Break it down.
Two people in particular, in fact, they're in the film. After about 3 months, 4 months of researching this case, I had to get grounded. I had to get with somebody in law enforcement or former law enforcement that really knew the nuts and bolts of this case. And that's when I first met Craig Roberts at Tulsa. I drove up there, met with him for the better part of a day, and he laid it all out for me. And of course, he did an absolutely stellar job of getting the original cache of information together on Terry Yakey. He handed me his dossier, a copy of it, and says, "You want to run with this? Go right ahead." And Craig is really, he's one of the underpinnings. He's an excellent source of information on this. Why? Because he was actually asked by the FBI office in Tulsa to come on and investigate for them. They knew that he had the goods and the resources and the inside scoop on people that may or may not have known who actually committed this crime. And then the second person, of course, was Hoppe Heidelberg. So you go from former law enforcement to a gentleman that was actually on the grand jury. And after that, I says, my gosh, you know, we've got to get a clear focus on this. And people like James came forward, and he was able to put the gel to this whole thing together.
Well, what we tried to do with this movie is to actually just boil it down to the most provable essence. And, you know, like no matter if you know everything about the bombing or nothing about the bombing, you're going to walk away with new information. We didn't want to just preach to the choir. We actually wanted to give activists and, you know, people that are awake a tool that they can use to wake others up. And so we actually go through the official story at the beginning of the movie and then deconstruct how it is a lie. And I think, you know, in the beginning, we're covering the Oklahoma Bombing Investigation Committee's information, their research that has stood, without any, dissent yet. In fact, that came out a few weeks before 9/11. It was meant to get a congressional hearing on the case, and then 9/11 completely overshadowed it. Then we get into the information more recently that researchers like Wendy Painting has been doing, actually going through the defense archives, and then Jesse Trinidad, of course. I mean, you've had him on the show before, Alex, and that guy is just amazing. He's from the hills of Kentucky, and his brother was brutally murdered at the federal transfer facility, and he said, you know, you kill one of my family members, you better kill all of us, because we're not going to stop until we get some justice.
Yeah, he's a lawyer who's keeps suing him, and then they'll black out one document, and he sues him again, they black out the other part, and he gets the full image, and it's the government running the attack. It's just incredible.
Exactly. I mean, he's the one that's uncovered the documents about the SPLC being involved. There was a CIA satellite actually pointed at that white separatist compound the day of the bombing. It took days to coordinate satellite movements back in those days. It's not
what about
like,
Camp Grouper and the cops that were flying around privately and saw the truck being loaded with fuel oil? What's that?
Well, we never could get a definitive source on that. We think it's mere coincidence. In fact, the government does rent out Ryder trucks quite often. They had a contract with the Ryder at the time, so it may have been just a coincidental overlap, but we really couldn't.
What about the video that Larry Flint and Hustler went with? It was sent to us and then later sent to Hustler, where it looks just like McVeigh a year after he's supposedly out of the military at that demolitions base.
Again, we weren't able to include some of the information in the movie, but I did speak with Bill Bean yesterday, and we are going to put out a YouTube video. We have an extensive interview with him. We have his original footage, and we're going to be getting that out within the next week. Keep an eye out for that.
But what's your view on that? I mean, clearly, Terry Nichols and others have signed affidavits now. This is what the other witnesses said. McVeigh, who was highly decorated, was taken, sheep-dipped, put into security, and told he was basically, like you said, assassinating people, helping run drugs in the country for national security, of course, and getting ready to set up domestic groups. And, of course, they set him up.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, when you look at the death certificate after McVeigh was supposedly executed, it says his occupation is U.S. Army. You know, I mean, it just gets ridiculous. Anybody can go look that one up.
But I'll tell you what's crazy is it must be like every 10 people or something. I go to family reunions and stuff and have family and people who are, most of them are like former Army officers. And off record, they were all recruited by the CIA, but then got out for different reasons. And it was usually, I won't deal drugs and kill people in America. So it's the Army is, from my research, is where they get most of the ground level drug dealing murderers. I mean, it's incredible. They must have a giant army of them.
One thing a lot of people don't realize, McVeigh was actually on the security detail for General Schwarzkopf in the first Persian Gulf War. He was a sharpshooter. He got an award for his service, actually, when he was in custody at the Denver County Jail waiting federal trial. So McVeigh was not a pushover in the Army. He was pretty sharp.
Now, you were talking about the multiple trucks. Now, James Sargent actually retired from an extensive military career and then went fishing at the lake there in Kansas, at Gary State Lake, where McVeigh supposedly was setting the Ryder truck with the ammonium nitrate and fuel. He saw it days before. They saw the Ryder truck there days before the official story says the truck was there. At the same time, they're seeing trucks at, you know, a strip club in Tulsa, mm-hmm. Lady Godiva's, you know, and they see the people there with Andrea Strassmeyer and McVeigh, you know, with the Ryder truck outside. So it looks like there were multiple trucks in play here. And Strassmeyer is an interesting character. I mean, like I say, he's really one of the threads that tie this all together. You know, after the bombing, he's whisked out of the country through Mexico, and the FBI says, well, they investigated it. That consisted of them actually making a phone call and saying, were you involved? He said, no. Okay, done. Well, the FBI has mountains and mountains of 302s from their investigation. They never asked any important people the important questions.
Yeah, no, it was all about creating a fake investigation, as Colonel Craig Roberts, he's also Army Lieutenant Colonel, and, of course, before that, Marine in Vietnam, sniper himself, best-selling author, and, of course, one of the main sources for your film. But expanding on that, we have all the different video cameras, and we have FBI agents in the L.A. Times and Washington Times saying, I saw McVeigh with these other men getting in and out, and that they've declared national security on the tapes.
Yeah, exactly. Every single person, every witness that saw McVeigh the day of the bombing, including the ones used for the prosecution, saw McVeigh with other perpetrators that day. Why can't we see the videotapes? I mean, we saw this the same thing with 9/11. They won't show us any of the videotapes of the Pentagon. Well, they won't show us any tapes of the Oklahoma City bombing. It's almost 17 years after. If everybody's been brought to justice, why can't we see them? You know, Jesse Trinidad tries to get access to the tapes. Their story keeps changing. They say, well, we can't find them. It's biggest manhunt in history, biggest investigation in history at that time. And they can't find the tapes. That's ridiculous. Then they leak out some of them, and they all go blank at 9:02 a.m., and they say, well, they were all these different buildings with different security companies all changed their tapes at 9:02 a.m. It just gets ludicrous.
We went back to the service, ADT Security Service. Their building, coincidentally, left was less than two blocks from the Murrah building. Went back to the supervisor, and he says, no, there was nothing wrong with those cameras. They had checked them less than 2 weeks before the bombing happened on routine maintenance. They're basically the service reps. Went to the Murrah building and said, yeah, these cameras are working fine. No worries here. Pay your bill, and we're on our way.
Well, that's like Princess Diana, where all the cameras turn off right as it happens, and then her own letter comes out and the video. But the government seized it, where she said, Prince Charles says he's going to kill me in a fake auto accident. And then we're the conspiracy theorist for not buying the official story of Diana, when she said Charles is going to kill me and how he said he was going to do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pattern that we see time and time again. You know, they never want to let the tapes out. And, you know, I think the final court decision there was the CIA came forward and said that it would pose a grave risk to national security if these tapes were to be released. You know, we're supposed to forget that John Doe number 2 ever existed. You know, it's the greatest manhunt in history.
That's right. The government said national security. Just like when the Sinaloa cartel said, we ship drugs in for America, you ship us guns. The government came in and said, it's true, national security.
Another very peculiar aspect on this, the research was, there are agencies, Alex, that we never knew even existed out of Washington and Langley, Virginia, that are popping up on the FOIA request, that we know that they showed up at the crime scene that morning. And it's like, wow, where did this agency come from? Where did these people come from? If it was a lone nut driving an ANFO-laden truck bomb in front of a building, why do you have some of the top 14 agencies, some of them that we never knew existed, show up in Oklahoma City?
Why was the head of the FBI anti-terrorism group lying, that saying he wasn't there, and it turns out he was?
It's amazing. Lies after lies after lies. So this film, we know that we really are clarifying a lot of those concerns and bringing out information nobody's ever seen before.
And like you were saying earlier, you got Mark Penn, who is head of a PR firm that specializes in public relations for, you know, genocidal third world dictators, saying that the only thing that's going to save the Obama administration is another Oklahoma City bombing. You know, I mean, they're ramping up for it, and I think we're overdue for another false flag. And so getting the word out, you know, going to the InfoWars store, buying the DVD, spreading this information, this could actually save lives, I think. And I mean,
I know you guys spent, 3 or 4 years getting this done.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, years of research, almost, you know, 16 years of research that we incorporated into the movie. But, yes, it was over a year and a half in production because we wanted to have that.
Yeah, because I remember Chris talking to me about this like 2 years ago. All right, guys, it's available at Infowars.com, A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 95. Everybody get it. And let's go ahead and get you guys set up for next week. We need to talk about some of the other witnesses you want to bring in for next week's interview. Amazing. Bob Chapman straight ahead. A ton of news. Stay with us.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping, and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Okay, we're back, and the editor of the International Forecaster.com and frequent guest Friday analyst Bob Chapman is with us for the next 40 minutes until this Friday edition ends. I'll be back, of course, live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Hope that you will join us for that. I've gotten to a lot of the news that's taking place, but I wanted to, before we get into the economics with Bob, where he's really the expert fighting the globals for 50-plus years, I wanted to ask Bob, the NDAA passes. Obama says he wants to kill it secretly. He's the one that wanted it all along. That's now gone public. And then on top of that, we have the open announcement now. Okay, the government does want to selectively shut down any free speech they want. Okay, we may start taking pension funds. Okay, we're going to use drones on you. I mean, it's even moving faster than I thought, Bob. They must know that they're getting ready to really collapse things. Have you ever seen anything move this quick? And what's your view on all the movement we're seeing? They're really trying to batten down the hatches on the American people, and the same stuff's happening in Europe, same thing's happening in Asia. I mean, this is the big one. I mean, are they getting ready for World War III? What's happening?
Well, I think it could be a succession of wars as well as a World War III, and I think they'd open up with smaller actions and graduate into larger ones. As far as the president signing this piece of legislation, of course. The reference you made to it happening all over the world, the expeditious process, you're right about that. You've got you got a number of major elections coming up. The first real important one that I'm able to cite here is in France in May and June. And I don't know if you discussed this in the program or not. There's three parties. The center party, which is in office, Mr. Sarkozy. Of course, sometimes I get that name mixed up. And then you have the candidate from the socialists, which happens to be pretty far to the left. And then you have Marine Le Pen. And she is getting polled at around 21% right now. And I think she'll build up to a 26 before the election and be one of the two parties that'll run in June. Now, what's significant about her is that she's already said, look, what we're going to do here is get out of the euro, we're going to get out of the European Union, and we're going to get rid of all these illegal aliens. And she's got a big shot at it. And if she becomes the president of France or PM, whichever it is, that's going to throw a bombshell into what's going on in Europe. The bankers hate her. The bankers hated her father even more. And I must tell you that the Le Pen family is a very good friend of mine and friends of mine. And I have to tell you that I'm a little prejudiced.
Well, certainly they get demonized for a reason because they're nationalistic and the globalists don't like that, kind of like Margaret Thatcher was. What is going on in Europe? I mean, obviously they're saying the banks are taking over, but in fact, I wanted to ask you about this. Cameron comes out and says vetoes euro expansion when he's always tried to block the British people from being able to have a vote to get out of the euro, which they never voted to enter. What's really happening there?
Well, I'm so glad you brought this up because, number one, I don't know which way they're going on it, but I'm going to give you two versions. You see the current version. The excuse is that the other members of the Eurozone wanted to put a 1% tax on transactions in the City of London. I deplore them, but that's not the point. That's unfair. And that's going to run 15 or 20% of volume. That means business would move over to Frankfurt. Now, she might just as well as punch Mr. Cameron in the nose or the British people in the nose as to put something up like that. So I think there's another reason here. And I think the reason could very well be 65% of the Germans don't want to be in the euro or in the eurozone. The situation with the debt in the six countries that are virtually bankrupt, they don't want to continue to support these people. Since the inception of the euro, 66% of men and 71% of women, not some years ago, did not want it. at that time.
All right, well, stay there. We got to go to break, Bob. Let's talk about why this is so important, because this is the attempt to set up world government through the European Union, as we knew they would always do. And if they're not able to get this done, this could really be a crippling blow to the globalists. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Tell myself every time I want to interrupt somebody because I got this point I want to make and I'm like a little dog barking. But I, you know, that's also an attribute that I'm upset by things, that I'm irritated by the public being conned and losing basic freedoms, and that I have an instinct and a drive to want to warn people. And you should have that too. And obviously most of you who are listeners have that same drive, and that's why you're here. But now more importantly than ever, we're not tooting our horn. We're not confidently, myself included, producing newscasts and documents that illustrate to others how right we've been. Now there is a world government. Now it's not denied. Now it's a police state coming out to the people. It's a collectivist model based on phony environmentalism as a pretext to
selectively, financially destroy people. It's here. We were right. We warned the people. The globalists stalled the public while trying to get this in place. Now they're imploding Europe. In fact, I have a article here I wanted to raise to Bob. It's out of Time Magazine. Out of chaos order, IMF seeks collective world bailout of Europe. And they go on to say how great it is and that we're going to bail out the Europeans. When it's not Europeans, it's the mega banks who are getting the bailout and who engineered the fraud. And they count the public being ignorant about this and just, oh, we're going to raise your taxes to save Europe, those lazy Europeans. And so you're bringing up the point that, yeah, I mean, the polls are 70, 80, in some cases even higher, against the euro. Most countries weren't allowed to vote to be in it or out of it. And now you've got England and other European blocs jockeying for who gets the big position in it. So where do you see it going? I mean, obviously, time is not on their side, as we said a year ago when Brzezinski started warning the elite, hey, we're in trouble. Because once you look past the puppet Obama, the puppet Merkel, Sarkozy, Cameron, and you look to the banker, money manipulator, money changer, once you're aware of that fraud, then how do they ever get themselves out of it? Okay, start shutting down the web. Start arresting people. I mean, you think that's really going to work? It never works long term. And because we got the jump on them, Bob, historically, I mean, they are in the news today going, well, I guess they're going to shut down free speech. I guess it's what's needed. I guess the Pentagon really is going to do all this. I mean, you've got the top 80 inventors of the Internet going public saying America is falling to an authoritarian system. This is a worldwide treaty. A new dark age is upon us. Everyone's starting to sound like Alex Jones. I have so many guests on who years ago would go, Alex, you go a little far, like Lord Monckton or Sheriff Mack or anybody. They're like, no, you were exactly right. You were right. How did you know this? Because I studied history in their own documents. Now, Bob, you saw this long ago before I was born, and you were always seen as hardcore because you would break it all down. But this is like two runaway trains going right towards each other. So where do you see Europe going? What do you see happening?
Well, the facts that I was bringing out was the history of the German people and their reaction to the beginnings of the euro and then the European Union, and then that they were forced into absorbing Eastern Germany, which was a disaster area. And then they went had to go 1-for-1 on the currency. It should have been 30-50-to-1. Now, with that said, they're sick and tired of paying the price. They want out. And I think there's tremendous pressure within Germany, and that's why I'm considering that whole thing with England was a setup, because just on the face of it, to ask them to pay this tax and nobody else is ridiculous. So I think Germany wants out of the euro and out of the European Union.
And so they're going to let it. I agree with you, and because their politicians are all losing and being kicked out. And so even though they're globalists, they understand it's political suicide. That's why they want the open tyranny. You had said a couple of weeks ago that you thought MF Global was a shell corporation they'd set up and that the loss was actually upping the ante for the other bet they'd made that was a win that was a transfer. And now that's what Zero Hedge, that's heavily connected. They're a bunch of super successful brokers in New York that run that under the nom de guerre, nom de plume, Tyler Durden. And they're saying that that's probably what's going on from some of the information they have. But how do you square that then with Corzine? And I don't think Max Kaiser makes stuff up. Kaiser does have a lot of big connections. He says that the head of J.P. Morgan, which was reported by Bloomberg and others, that's where the money went. Now they say they don't know where it went, like the feds don't know where it went. I mean, who buys that a month and a half in or even 24 hours in? This is ridiculous. I mean, they know where you money transfer. They know what's in your bank account. They know who you pay. I mean, it's a joke. But Kaiser's saying that the head of Goldman Sachs said, I'm going to have you killed if you don't loot those accounts and give us that money that you lost speculating. So what do you make of all this? Or would they order him to make that bet and transfer and then still say, we don't care, give us money on top of it? Because we know Goldman Sachs is the Darth Vader enforcer for Emperor Palpatine, Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs is the enforcer to Emperor Palpatine, J.P. Morgan Chase.
Well, I think either versions are fine. And I think Max has probably got good information. And I think one of the things that people should notice here that I think has been misconstrued, and that is presently and in the past, you could have hypothecation and rehypothecation, but only in a margin account, no matter where it was. And it's perfectly legitimate and normal operating procedure. A lot of people don't know about that because they don't read their contracts. They can't do that in a cash account unless they will just rush into some company and steal everybody's stock. And then they have the United States government all over them because the big money is made in those markets. Commodity markets are less than 1% of the action. The bond market's 100 times bigger than the stock market. So the stock and bond market is where they make their money. They're not going to try to shut that thing down unless it's...
So is this a backhanded attack against gold speculation, as we've seen the last year, raising margin calls? Is this an attack against farmers and others hedging their bets on crops and people making money in the gold market? Because that's why we've seen gold and silver plunge, Kaiser and others are saying, is because now people don't trust the gold and silver commodity markets.
Well, that's true to an extent. We don't know. We're only guessing at the fallout for the COMEX in regard to gold and silver. The number of contracts have dropped, but as of yesterday, it's starting to move back up again. And so that is hard to judge at this time. But it would be naturally say, gee, I don't want to play there anymore if they're doing that. But anybody who knows anything knows you signed a letter that said they can go take the things in your account and use them. And it's as simple as that. Now, as far as the part that Morgan played in this, I think it could be either way that you described, whether they're involved at all in anything that they shouldn't be doing. We just don't know that yet. And will we ever know? I don't know. All I know is that people are out their accounts. I think people are going to get paid back. Well, will they get it all? I don't know. Will they get 50 or 75%? Probably. Now, the people who have been talking about this are extending it, and they're saying all the markets in the world are going to collapse. All the markets in the world are not going to collapse. They're going to go down in value, and maybe eventually we'll use the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Maybe it'll eventually go down to, over the next several years, to perhaps 3,000 or 2,000 on the Dow. Now, of all of this, what can be a solution? It's very simple. Elect Ron Paul. He's the only way out for us. He can stop all that. He can stop the prisons, working group, and financial markets by doing away with it. They won't be able to legally manipulate and rig the markets anymore. He'll take the Federal Reserve and put it inside the Treasury Department. And he'll go on and on and on with all of these different things.
I agree with you, but let me raise this point. Ron Paul gets elected. He'll admit false flags if it's Fast and Furious or Tonkin or Ajax, but he won't get into 9/11, which is fine because that's more of a quagmire. The others are cut and dry and admitted government operations, but to claim that it's asinine to question who's behind something when government stands to gain and they're writing memos about how terror attacks help them take over, I mean, that's a crazy person that doesn't look at any event and question it. But what happens if Ron Paul gets in office and the globalists then stage a bunch of terror attacks and say, see, the Arabs see you as weak and you didn't attack all these countries, so now you've got to attack all these nations, or the terrorists will strike. At that point, Paul's got to come out and use the government areas he controls to point out it's a fraud. And I guess he did do that on my show Tuesday. I mean, he did say the thing was a false flag. That's his words, claiming Iran wanted to kill the Saudi ambassador in D.C. So Paul is he understands that. He's incredibly smart and scholarly. It's just that he does walk a tightrope. And I agree, Ron Paul is a manifestation of the awakening. We need to get him in there. And we've got a shot at it, which shows how powerful liberty has grown, you know, in these dark times. But they could assassinate him. They could do anything, as you know, Bob. So I'm just saying he's not our only hope.
Or he is our only hope politically. We've got to get him elected. People have got to help him with financing. Today's a money-raising day for his campaign. Everybody should be pledging $1,000 each if they can. This is our only chance to legally use the system. And if we can get him and people like him elected, all of these things, like this military appropriations bill, which will allow the government to treat us all as terrorists, they can get rid of that. And when presented to the people, if Congress stops it, he can have them climb all over them.
No, listen, Bob, I agree with you that the best salvo we've got going is Ron Paul. He's educating people. He's waking folks up. It's a wonderful focal point, but he himself will say that Campaign for Liberty, getting people to run in the states for governor, for city council, for state legislature, who will do the same thing, I mean, that really is important as well. I'm just saying, if Ron Paul doesn't get elected, we soldier on. But yes, it would be wonderful to get him in there, and such a godsend. But I'm just saying, the process of him fighting and everybody supporting him, that is resistance right there, and is up trailblazing and opening up inroads to people that have never been exposed to true liberty. And we do have the article up at Infowars.com right now. Get it out to everybody. Tea time. Today's the Tea Party day. Ron Paul Moneybomb looking for $4 million today. And boy, the ads he's been running against Gingrich have dropped him more than 10 points in the last week alone. It's devastating him. So the money we're giving to Paul is certainly having a big effect. Will the real Tea Party please stand up with the fake Tea Parties now attacking Paul because he doesn't want World War III? Bob Chapman.
I think his take on the expansion of American militarism is perfect. And I talk to people in the military like you do all the time. And I believe that the military is at a point now, generally speaking, where they know what's going on. They know they're being used as cannon fodder, and they don't like it one bit. And if any president, such as Mr. Obama, thinks that they can get people to go and start picking people up, they're sadly mistaken, especially in the specialist units, such as the Rangers, Green Berets, Navy SEALs, and so on and so forth. There's a lot of talk going on in the military right now about just this. And they've been talking for the last few years. But now it's very, very strong. And so their backing of Ron Paul is very strong, too, on a percentage basis. They were large contributors before, and they will be again. And I think that this is all to our good. We need these people, and we don't need them going out and collecting Alex and Bob and putting them in some camp someplace.
Bob, I'm pulling up an article right now for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, but radio listeners can go to Infowars.com, and it's Republican Tea Party diva attacks Ron Paul on Iran during Iowa debate, but under it, Ron Paul's constitutionalist anti-war stance supported by U.S. troops, and we have links in there that he gets more money than all other Republican candidates and Obama combined, okay? So that's the total proof that the military, by and large, is awake. Remember Bloomberg last week in their Business Week edition said, give this man money so he can fire you. And they made fun of the military and of federal employees for giving to him. Well, what do federal employees know? They know how corrupt it is. And they know that sometimes you got to, you know, have surgery just to survive. They understand there's no future if you don't cut it right now. And that's got to really panic the system, Bob, that, as you just said, more than everybody combined, the military gives to Ron Paul. So they're always trying to say the troops hate Ron Paul because he doesn't want World War III. He's not manly. You know, literally, since like she's in a trance or something, Michelle Bachmann with those Barbie doll eyes, like she's got glass eyes, is attacking him and trying to hype up war, and it's totally hollow. The military supports him. That's got to scare the system, Bob.
Oh, it certainly does. And these people all forget, I think it was 6 years he was in the military. The man's a veteran. I mean, how can opponents say such things? I don't get it.
Well, it's certainly all coming to a head. My only point is, if Ron Paul doesn't win or whatever, we don't need to lose faith, because just him running has devastated the enemy.
It's going to devastate them a lot more when he gets that nomination. They're going to run like chickens that just got their heads lopped off.
Well,
I expect it.
Go ahead.
They don't expect this, Alex. They're not used to losing.
No, I agree with you. They've thrown everything they can at him in this mind control of he cannot win, like a hypnotist act, and that's starting to backfire. They're getting – look at Rand Paul, the same thing. I mean, I remember privately I really twisted Rand's arm, and I've been surprised that Paul and Rand have both told me, well, I'm glad you pushed me to run, because, I was one of the people I think put the little extra push, because I would tell them, I'd say, look, you're going to get attacked, but even if you lose, you win. But I said, you're going to win. Well, people heard it with Rand Paul on air back when he was thinking about running a couple of years ago, and I'm like, you will run. And he's like, oh, my wife, the family. I'm like, Rand, you're going to do it. They're going to say, that you sacrifice little kittens and worship aqua turkeys, but it doesn't matter. Resistance is victory. Stay with us.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
I heard
hurt myself today.
To see if I can still feel.
To see if I still feel.
I focus on the pain. The only thing.
The only thing that's real.
The inability to face legitimate suffering is the heart of decadence and weakness.
Familiar thing. Try to kill it.
People who think they can live in denial about what's happening in the world, who attack
everything.
Those of us that are conscious and awake and responsible
what
citizens. We are on the verge of a very horrible time. And those of you that have stood down, you are complicit in it. And what are you doing it for? An empire of dirt? Going along with what the mainstream media says, repeating and regurgitating what they say like it's cool and part of the system to repeat what your enemies tell you? To play along with your own destruction. Final segment with Bob Chapman. Final segment of this Friday edition. I want to go back to Bob, give him the final word on Ron Paul here in just a moment. But I talked to Joe Rogan yesterday. He's going to be on Jay Leno's Tonight Show this evening with Ron Paul. That should be interesting. So definitely watch that because there might be a little surprise or something. And at the same time, I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Now, we'll be live, and I'm going to take a lot of phone calls Sunday. I want to take pretty much calls the whole show. So that should be an informative transmission. And then I'll be back Monday, Lord willing. And tonight, I won't be doing the show because Mike Adams is coming in with an investigative report and a lot more. And they've got Man on the Street dealing with the Internet Kill Switch with Darren McBreen. A lot tonight, 7 o'clock. Don't forget, it's your memberships at PrisonPlanet.tv that fund the nightly news, which then is paid forward and given to the public in different video forums. Over a million views a week now and growing, and it's going to get a lot bigger just with the nightly news, thanks to you spreading the word. But you who are the members make it all possible. We've got a 44% off on a yearly membership right now. We run every December. And also, you can get all 18 of my films for 70% off, $99.95, and do all your shopping at once. But you got to get the orders in by Monday morning so that we can ship it out to everybody. I'm guaranteed before Christmas delivery if you order by Monday morning, 9 a.m. or so. So that's when we print off the orders. So there it is, In a Noble Lie, that excellent film exposing the false flag of Oklahoma City, all available at Infowars.com. Final comment about where we stand at the historical crossroads, internationalforecaster.com, Bob Chapman.
Well, I think this coming year, you're going to see more and more confusion in Europe. You're going to see countries dropping out of the Eurozone. I think you're going to see a move back toward independence in Europe. We could see some thunder and lightning if Marine Le Pen gets elected in France. The strength of Ron Paul, if he does win the nomination of the Republican Party, that will be very, very, very strong event. And if he's elected president, which I dearly hope he is, then we get a shot of saving America legally. And I think gold and silver will resume and start going right back up again. We've had an interlude caused by the United States government and others. That I think is over. I was on with Ted yesterday, Ted Anderson, and we both think this is a terrific time to buy and take advantage, too, of the free one-year subscription to the International Forecaster.
Absolutely.
And so I think next year is going to be a very tumultuous year. It's going to surprise a lot of people. It's going to bring a lot of people to our way of thinking.
You're right. God bless you. Out of time. Great job, crew. See you all back Sunday. Tonight, Mike Adams, InfoWars Nightly News.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.